Todd Bontrager, the head boys basketball coach at ESAC, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2019-2020 season. Raiders had a good year going 16-7 on the year. And, Coach, as always, appreciate you giving us some time here today.
Yeah. And thanks for all your coverage of the kids. It's great.
Coach, mentioned 16-7 on the year. You guys had one stretch there kind of in early January where you lost four straight. Otherwise, and not that that wasn't a bad part of the year, but otherwise this was a really good year for you guys. You know, I thought you guys played some good basketball, but your thoughts on how you've thought the season went?
Yeah, if you look at the season as a whole or where the record was, I thought that's about where we could be going into the year. And so you're looking at that. Really happy about that. It's just that, you know, we start off hot and had a couple really big wins early on, you know, knocking off South Central and Newell Fond on the road. Those are two huge wins in our conference because we kind of knew they were going to be two of the top teams to beat. And, you know, we felt good about ourselves. You know, going into Christmas break, and even with those big wins, it kind of felt like, man, we got a lot of room to improve. I thought there was a lot of areas with our team where we could get better at. But like you said, right after Christmas break there, we lost a tough one at home against Southeast Valley. You know, we lost that by 2 points, and then that was Tuesday. And then Friday night, we lost by 2 points on the road to Emmitsburg, and they just outplayed us. So that was probably maybe – about our poorest game of the year. And then that next night we lost at home to Kemper, who we kind of were in control most of the game, pretty much all the game, and then we just couldn't score in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game and end up losing by two there. So we lost four games by 2 points this year, and one that was double overtime that basically was a 2 point or less loss. So it was one of those strange years when it came to close games. Usually those things kind of even out. So it kind of made for, you know, it was a really good year, but at the same time, it was a little disappointing because we were so close to having a really special year. So when you look back on some of those tight games, but it was a good year for us.
How much do you think those close losses, as you mentioned, you know, five of them there, all of a sudden you guys could be, maybe an 18 or 17 win season team going into the playoffs, 19 win team going into the playoffs. How much do you think that affected the region or the district you guys got stuck in and the route you had to take in the playoffs?
Yeah, probably didn't affect anything. I don't know. I don't think the state paid attention to who played where. I mean, we had five teams in our conference playing in our district, which didn't make any sense, and three of the top four teams in our conference. So, you know, no matter how you mix and match them, probably didn't have much to do there. The seeding might have been a little different, but we still play the same teams. How much did it affect our, our mental confidence maybe going into that last into the tournament play? I don't think it did a whole lot. You know, we finished the year with two really good wins at Southeast Valley and South Central. Those were huge wins.
Yep.
Where we kind of pulled together when things weren't going the best. We came off Pocahontas loss, which is probably our worst loss of the year. We just that shouldn't have been a team we should have lost to on the road. And but we bounced back and we played. Put together some of our best ball of the year right there in that last week. So when you look at it that way, that little bump in the road, middle of the season, we kind of got through that. But, you know, every team's got those journeys, got those close games. It's what you make of it. And I thought our kids kind of hung in there pretty strong. And those things tend to even out, those two-point games. We did get a two-point game back against South Central that last week of the season. We won that, which was a good one.
Where did you see this team get better as the year went on?
Well, you know, every team has their own identity, things that they need to work on and get better at. Obviously, we started the year, and Cam Schrader was on fire, shooting it really well. And Griffin O'Neill shot the ball really well early on, too. And there was a few games where, you know, Griffin had a couple games where he wasn't quite on like he normally was. I mean, Cam was pretty much on about every game. I mean, percentage-wise, the best shooter in this part of the state. You know, shooting 62% from the field, from a perimeter position. I mean, that's tough to do. So, you know, he kind of did his thing. I think where we grew the most was kind of developing around the basket area there. I thought Tyler Schmidt gave us a big boost with post play. He coming into the season, he was not a post player. He had been a perimeter player pretty much all his career. So we kind of threw him in the fire there, and he did some really good things for us. It helped our team out. That's what we needed was post presence. And then Nick Gertis there really gave us an undersized post player. He gave us some important minutes down the stretch that helped us out a ton. So I think post play, post defense was probably our biggest area where we improved in. We were always trying to look for some added perimeter scoring and ball handling as an area where we had some good nights, some various guys, but, you know, maybe the consistency wasn't always there. But I think our post, you know, post awareness and stuff was the big plus with this team.
Coach, you mentioned Nick Gertis, part of the eight seniors. We're going to start there and stuff. So we'll start with Nick. Undersized for a post guy at 6'1", but what I've noticed from him, not afraid, and he's even said it, to get in there and get a little physical. And I think he understands how to use his power to his advantage.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, on the roster, he probably put 6'1". I'm not sure if he's quite 6 foot.
I'm wondering.
And he's not a jumper either, and he's basically playing one leg where he got the knee brace on one, leg and a half at least. So he had some things working against him. You know, he missed a year of basketball last year because of a football knee injury. And so we were fortunate to get what we had out of him this year, just a really hard worker. And he was a kid that thought the game. He was kind of like having another point guard out there on the court, but in the post position, he did a lot of things for us that helped us out a ton there. But, yeah, he used his leverage well, was a good, you know, passer, catcher and stuff, and rebounded well against, yeah, a lot bigger kids. So he gave us a big-time boost there, especially down the stretch this season. He was an important part of our success.
Another guy that helped you off of the bench, Brett Sharp, came in. I thought shot the ball well for you, and did he? It seemed to me like got better defensively as the year went on.
Yeah, he improved his defense. You know, that's, you know, Brett's not blessed with quickness, jumping ability, all that kind of stuff. But you know, he could shoot the three pretty good. We kept trying to find a way where we can get him loose, and you know, teams started to concentrate on Griffin and Cam a lot, you know, just opened up things for other guys. And he was one guy that we knew if we gave him the right spot, he could hit some threes for us and stuff. You know, he hit some timely threes against both South Central games. You know, they played all zone. But we tried to bring him out as much as we could against some teams that played junk defense or zone defense. But, you know, it was tough for Brett. You know, at that speed of the game was tough for him, but he kept battling and kept trying to contribute the best he could to what our team needed. But, yeah, we tried to get him out. He was the best three-point shooter outside of Cam and Griff, so we tried to find spots for him where he could get looks.
Quentin Ludwig, another one of those seniors, handled the point guard role part of the season for you, defended, I thought, pretty well for you. Didn't look to score a lot, but just kind of knew what his role was of distributing the ball a lot.
Yeah, he's just a grinder, a team leader. We just came out with a lot of effort. A lot of times we put him on other teams' best guard, you know, if we were man-to-man. But he'd always give us a hustle play. He's done that the last couple of years, so it just gave us a lot of grittiness. You know, his shooting percentage was fine. He improved that this year quite a bit. But, you know, shot selection, he made sure he took the right shots and stuff. And his assists were up quite a bit this year, and his turnovers went down. I think he was in a positive assist-to-turnover ratio this year, which is a huge improvement from last year. So, worked on that a lot this year, and so he was the guy that we needed on the court just for an energy standpoint.
Brent Strong, another one of those seniors, again, a guy coming off of the bench, gave you some good minutes when needed.
Yeah, Brent, he's a high-energy guy. So if there was any lull in the game or lackluster defense or hustle, whatnot, we had Brent in the game, give us some energy, kind of like what Quentin would do for our team, but Brant did it from a forward wing position. But he'd get in there and mix it up. He did a nice job going to the basket hard at times and some games we needed, and just did a great job. I thought he had a really nice, successful senior year and contributed quite a bit, you know, because he didn't get any, really didn't get any time the year before, but JV time. So he was a kid that worked hard in the off season to get what he got, and just helped us out tremendously from an energy standpoint and leadership. He was probably one of our best leaders as a senior. So vocal guy that kept everybody pumped up and moving forward.
Josh Wernemont, another one of those kind of energy kids, I thought, gave you great effort.
Yeah, hard-nosed kid, always played really good defense, and did a nice job taking care of the ball. We'd have to put him at point now and then. You know, he kind of shared that with Griffin, and depending on what matchups were going on. But, again, he helped us out in those areas a ton, and he was always there for some good gritty play. And again, he improved his shooting percentage from a year ago, too, a lot like Clint. You know, good shot selection when we needed it, but wasn't going to be a high-volume shooter. But when he did get an opportunity, he took good shots and did a good job for the free throw line for us this year.
You mentioned Griff O'Neill a couple of times. He's one of those guys that will go down in the record book, set the school record for most made threes in a game there late in the season. Took over the point guard role, if I remember, kind of midway through the season. Distributed the ball, could shoot. There's just a lot of good things he does.
Well, you know, going back to a year ago, he played two previous years. He's always kind of that glue guy. Last year, I thought he was the glue guy of our team last year. I had a really nice team a year ago. But he was the guy that just kind of kept things together, made good decisions, was a good passer for us, made big shots when we needed him. You know, this year, his role changed. He had to be kind of a go-to shooter. Him and Cam had to be go-to shooters, attracted the other team's best defender a lot of times, and they would stretch on him quite a bit, pay attention to him. But, you know, he had an knack of stepping back just a little bit deeper off that line. It was tough to guard, and he hit his three-pointers at a high percentage. I think he was upper 40s and made like 62, 63 threes and set the school record for 9 in one game. And, in the game he made 9, he was 9 of 14.
Yep.
So, again, he shot a very good percentage. At times when he needed it, a few games there, he took the ball to the hole. And not really a playmaker type where he can penetrate, kick, and do all that stuff as a true point guard, because I wouldn't call Griff a true point guard. We needed him to do it out of necessity this year. But I'm just really proud of how hard he played this year. Rarely took him out of the game and just kept fighting out there and made big shots. And, you know, a lot of times in some of those games where we had two-point games, buzzer beater games, we had to have the ball in his possession a lot of times. And few of those instances, the ball didn't bounce our way or shots didn't go in the way we wanted to, but we had a lot of faith in him to take care of things down the stretch when we needed it done, but we're going to miss him a lot next year.
Derek Ashinger, one of those kids too, Coach, worked really hard on the defensive end, kind of a similar role to a lot of the guys, didn't look to shoot a lot, but tried to do everything else.
Yeah, Man, Derek plays super hard all the time, always hustling around the court hard. And, you know, at times he was a guy that we had to get shots up. You know, if Cam Griff attracted a lot of attention, he needed to make some shots. And he was kind of our guy, the athletic guy, that needed to slash the basket and finish there. And I thought he did a lot better job in the second half of the season of doing that, driving to the basket. And, and at times hit the outside shot pretty well. That mid-range, it wasn't one where we really wanted to get high-volume three-pointers from, but had big shots, high energy, and, you know, he did a nice job defensively. We put him on some box-and-one situations where he did a really nice job against some kids that we wanted to shut down. So he played his role really well there.
Corey Hobman, the last of the seniors, another one of those guys that came off the bench, did what you needed him to do.
Yeah, you know, Corey, he's one of those kids, you're not going to get the playing time with that first rotation, but brings it every day in practice. Don't get many of those kids anymore, sticking out for 4 years of high school basketball, and just coming to work very hard every day in practice and doing what's best for the team and super attitude. So, you know, we got him in there a fair amount towards the end of some ball games where we took care of business early, but we're going to miss his energy he brought to the team every day at practice. And it was genuine. It wasn't just being there to clock in, clock out. He want to do what was best for the team and just appreciate his efforts.
A lot of guys in that junior class, Coach, that might see their roles change next year with eight seniors graduating. Jake Payson, one of those kids.
Yeah, he Jake showed he can shoot the ball, you know. JV ball, got to shoot a little bit better percentage. Shooting selection could be an issue at times, but he's got the athleticism to drive it to the basket. He step out and hit a deep three. Just got to get him a little bit more discipline with footwork and his passing and getting up to varsity speed next year. But he's a guy we'll take a look at. There's a lot of guys going to be fighting for time next year. We need shooters, you know. Tyler Schmidt, he looks like he's going to take over. Griffin O'Neal scoring from, he should be able to score 13, 14 a game next year, inside out, that kind of player. He puts tons of time into the game. So Ty's going to be one of those guys we look to for that role. But we got a lot of the guys that are going to be fighting for opportunities. It's going to be there. We need guys that can put time into their game and improve their shooting, floor awareness by just playing the game more in the off season, and we can have another really good year again. So, it's going to take some work. We got Joel Halber played a lot of JV ball as a junior. Tyler Wright played a lot as a junior. Also, was one of our leading post players there, and he actually got in and played really nice in a couple weeks where he had to sub in for Tyler Schmidt when he was out with an ankle injury. So he came in and did well, rebounding the ball and whatnot. So we're going to look to him to improve his ability to score around the basket next year. And those guys are kind of leading. And Dylan Meredith can shoot the ball really well. So he's got to get him to play more physical and improve his defense at the varsity level for next year. And he's going to have a great opportunity. So we got some guys there, got a lot of experience, a lot of playing time this year, maybe at the varsity level, but a lot of JV experience. They played probably 18, 20 games. So a lot of court time there, and we got off season here that they've got choices to make and things that they can work on to fit into our team next year. But I got a lot of faith we'll have a really good team next year.
And one of those guys that should help lead that team, Camden Trader. What a season he had this year.
Yeah, and Cam just had a super year. You know, he exceeded my expectations this year going into the season. We knew we needed to get at least 14, 15 shot attempts from him. I think one thing that in the previous year or two was he wasn't shooting the ball enough.
Right.
You know, and part of that is, you know, as a coach, you got to make sure we control shot selection. We control who's taking what shots. And he took the right shots. He averaged 23 points a game. And very few of his shots felt like that was kind of out of the offense. So that was kind of maybe a forced shot or something. Very few of those. But, again, one of the top shooters is part of the state here, in the whole state, actually.
Absolutely.
And he's coming back. So we're going to be looking for Cam to improve more aggression in his game. The one weakness we can point out in his game, which is hard to do on offense, is got to get more free throw attempts. And part of that is just becoming a more aggressive basketball player, you know, being able to, you know, get a little deeper to the hole, another shot fake, and then go up, draw contact, get those and-one situations. So that's an area where I think with added strength and experience, he's going to get to that point next year. So he's going to be a big-time scorer next year. He's going to attract a lot of attention. So not only can he beat his guy this year, he's had to beat some double teams at times, but your real high-level players beat the double teams by scoring or hit the wide-open guys. So that'll be his challenge for next year. But I think he can get to that point.
Yeah, and I think he'll put in the work, Coach. I remember the conversation I had with him before the playoff game with Manson. He said that one thing he told me was, I have a lot of weaknesses. I need to take the offseason to fix that.
Yeah, he's a kid that works. He puts a lot of time into it. The shooting doesn't happen. You look at any kid, and we had a lot of good shooters on our schedule this year. Those kids put lots of time into it.
Yep.
You get what you put into it. You weren't born with this. This doesn't just happen. It's a lot of work. And, Cam's going to keep working at it. And You know, he got to work his defense too, get more aggressive there. Everything's just got to get a little more aggressive. He grew a lot this last year and a half or so. He's got to put a little more muscle on and look forward to seeing him perform at an even higher level next year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next year, Coach. I tell you what, I appreciate everything you do for us here and for me. You drive bus a lot of times, so it's late when you get back. You still put together all the information and email it out to all of us in the media and get quick stats updated. I appreciate all that extra effort you put in to allow us to be able to do our job the way we should be able to.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? It works both ways. We appreciate the time you put in. And because of that, it makes it easier for coaches to put that much more time into it, too, even if it's a few hours later in the evening. But, again, appreciate everything you do for covering all our kids. It's great.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Coach. Head Coach Todd Bontrager again with the ESAC boys basketball team.